And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
What's going on, everybody? Shout out to all of my listeners out there. You are back listening to another episode of Talk with Turk. Y'all already know how we're gonna do it. We're gonna keep this thing rocking and rolling. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have some good vibes. Y'all gonna hear some good ass music between each segment, like I usually do, like I usually give for y'all, because my episodes are nothing but vibes. That's all we give over here at Talk with Turk. I mean, we are an international chart topping podcast. Shout out to all of the loyal listeners and subscribers for listening. And like I was saying before on previous episodes, I've been off and just taking a break mentally, physically, just needing that, and to also just get business done behind the scenes. So with that being said, y'all just kept me on the charts. Y'all listened, y'all streamed the hell out of those episodes, and I'm just grateful. I'm thankful because we went from nothing to something, and that's all because of y'all. So give it up for y'all one time, for the one time. But we're gonna have a special guest today. This is someone that I have been close friends with for over 10 years now going on, and he is just an amazing person. He's an amazing soul. When it comes to fashion, he knows. When it comes to music, he knows. When it comes to getting the girls together, he knows. When it comes to making the bitches mad and gag, he knows. It's my very dear friend, Darius motherfucking McKeel. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, bro? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. I hope you are doing the same.
I'm feeling great. Blessed.
Thank you for coming and just being a part of my show. I'm just grateful to have like a friend come on my show and just rock out. Good vibes. And this is impromptu, you guys, at that. So thank you for doing that for me, bro.
Of course. I wanted to first off say thank you for actually inviting me over to do to link up with you and have conversations like we always do. Always good vibes, always, you know, good energy.
Always.
And I'm always a big advocate of that.
And you
I support you.
You have.
As much as you support me.
Of course.
If not even more. You know what I'm saying? So I genuinely appreciate that because that's hard to come by.
Thank you, bro.
Even when I'm miles away from you, we always still link up.
Always
link up. And I really respect you for that.
It's always a vibe. He's not lying. He has supported me like so much, like in all of my endeavors. Like, you don't meet those type of people every freaking day. You just don't. And we have been loyal to each other for over 10 years. Like, there's been times when people even try to try to probably pit us against each other, and we just didn't let it happen because we are genuine vibes and we rock out with each other, you know?
And we both always have been adults about the situation.
Exactly.
So it's like, all you got to do is just reach out to each other and talk.
Talk.
Clear it out, mm-hmm. and then go on with your day-to-day life and
right.
keep it moving. It's not really that hard.
Most gays can't do that because, you know, when it comes to in this gay industry and this gay life or whatever you want to recognize it as at this point, the LGBTQ plus IRA, whatever, at this point, like, when it comes to our community, it's always shade instead of, you know, resolution.
Exactly.
And compromise,
right.
you know.
Right, I can agree. But you also do have those mature ones that's actually bold enough to say, hey, bruh, pull me to the side and say, what's up? I can pull you to the side and say, what's up? It don't have to be no negative energy.
Exactly.
We can just talk about it like two adults.
Exactly.
If you want to go about it a certain way, then you carry that lifestyle on your own.
He got that right. Y'all heard that? Say that again, Scooter.
If you got that type of energy, you just carry your own lifestyle out like that.
Just like that. He said a mouthful. And we gon' end this first segment off on just that. We're gonna get into some hot topics when we come back. We about to roll up a blizzy. Y'all gonna hear some music. In the meantime, don't forget, do you want the tea? We'll simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. What's up? We back in the motherfucking building. Me, Turk Bish, and motherfucking Darius McHale. My motherfucking brother is in the building with me today, and we just going to, you know, just have genuine conversation, like, you know, like we would if we were just here without recording. You know what I mean? But when it comes to like fashion and music, me and my brother have always connected. We like some of the same things, some of the same artists, some of the same type of music, as well as fashion. We used to slay back in the day together when it comes to fashion, and bitches was mad. They was definitely mad, and it is what it is. A lot of bitches won't give us our props, and a lot of bitches won't admit it. But we know. We know, because a lot of you bitches was inspired by a lot of us bitches. And we just gonna keep it G. I mean, what we saying, brother?
I mean, I can't call it. I mean, a fact is a fact, though.
Right. A fact is a fact. And that's just what it is. But, brother, when it comes to fashion, who are some of the, like, stylists or, like, people who are in the fashion industry that really just pour into you? Like, who do you look up to? Who are your inspirations?
I love Dior because it's just, like, this classic, clean, of course, this couture look. But mm-hmm. that's one of my favorites. Of course, Alexander McQueen. That's one of my favorites. I love his visuals. Everything about that was so inspiring. I also look up the artists as well, because mm-hmm. artists can be stylists as well, because
yeah,
they can also style themselves. I love Michael Jackson. That'll always be one of my favorites.
And you see, I got him up here on the vinyl.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson.
Whoa, I see that. I love it. Like, you don't ever overlook the kid. Like,
no,
for real, put some respect on his name.
You have to. It's Michael fucking Jackson.
Michael Jackson,
y'all. Come on now. Let's give it up for Michael. But
I love Prince.
Prince was definitely a fashion statement.
Like, he just stand out. It was like, I don't care. He's very androgynous, and that's one of my favorite right. things to play with, androgyny.
And you have been very well at that, like, as far as your aesthetic. Like, that's what it gives, and I love that. Like, it's kind of like gender bending for almost. Like, I love that your style doesn't just stick with, like, what people think a masculine look should be,
or like, what society think you should
yeah.
look like as a man.
Like, they like, try to put you in this box and tell you, this is how you should dress, this is how you should look.
Exactly. Yeah. I understand. I hear what you're saying. I hear you saying what you think is more presentable. But at the end of the
right.
day, you live your life, I'm going to live mine. At the end of the
exactly.
day, you might get it, you might not get it.
You might.
If you do get it and you give me my props, I'm going to always find something about you that I love about you just as well.
Exactly.
Even if you don't like me, I can find something that I love about you. I don't have to show you negative energy, because
right.
that's not what I spear off. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No shade. Now, I wouldn't have you up here and we not talk about some of your favorite looks from the Met Gala. Like, just off the top of your head, who do you remember?
You talking about 2024?
This year.
Okay.
That just passed.
I'm not going to hold you. Of course, Nicki Minaj. Off
the queen.
Off gate. That's off gate.
Period.
Who else was another favorite look of mine?
I'm trying to think, because it was a lot of people that was on the carpet. Like, we can look up some people now.
Of course, Aston Madison. Like, of course, Aston. Like, he always be on point. Like, he always be popping out and doing his thing. That's the boy. That's the kid, for real.
Now, remind me of who he is and what he's done.
All right, he's now the global ambassador for,
Give us just a second, y'all. We both researching on our phones because we just want to make sure we are spitting facts and, you know, spitting some truth. I'm pulling up some of the looks from the Met Gala from Vogue. And I can put this in the links as well, you guys, under our episode so that you can kind of get in and look at the looks that we're looking at. But whenever you find that information, Scooter, just holler. Let me
know. Oh, of course. It's right here. His name is Aston Madison.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, he's now the global ambassador for Dolce & Gabbana. Like, he really be on some fly shit. Like, okay. for real. Like, I be telling everybody, yo, put some respect on my boy name. Like, for real. Like,
and
I'm
going
to send you his links and everything, too, though.
Okay. Like, and I'm about to send over. Oh, I have seen him. I don't know what he's been in or what he's played or if he's an influencer or if he does ballroom. He does ballroom?
Not that I know of, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if he does, shout out to that as well.
Okay.
But I just love how bold he is and how daring he is. And it's like, okay, I'm here.
His skin is amazing.
Yeah, and I was just about to say that. Like, thinking about it, God created some beautiful beings. Like,
right.
Male and female.
It exactly.
It doesn't matter what sex you go by or you present yourself as. Like, God created some beautiful beings. And he is
exactly.
One of those beautiful beings. And shout out to him for winning. And yeah.
Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So a lot of y'all don't be out here just thinking that you're beautiful when you're not. So...
Yo, I just turned out the way. It's cool though.
I'm just kidding. I couldn't even get it out to try to even throw shade to y'all, but it is what it is. I'm just playing. I'm playing around, having fun. But Scooter, I just sent over the Vogue link to you from the Met Gala for this year, and of course they have this big bird on the front of the cover, and we're just gonna skip past her, and we're not even gonna talk about her and discuss her.
You sent it to the kid with
to your phone. Let's see. Let me try again. Let's see. Oh, I could just pass it over to you as I scroll through it while it's coming through. But Zendaya was number one on their list. From the Met Gala. What do you give Zendaya? She was in vintage Givenchy.
Nah, I'm not gonna hold you. Zendaya always pop out and look fire. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you. She was number one for their top pick.
Yeah, she was number one.
I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Okay. And number two was Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Bad Bunny pops out too.
He
I
does.
Like Bad Bunny.
And his fan base is
Mason
insane.
Margiela, you know I fuck with Mason Margiela. Heavy on the
kid. You do talk about that a lot.
Yo.
Oh gosh. Anyway,
oh wow,
we're gonna skip number three, but number four was Gigi Hadid. People go up for her a lot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I feel like Nicki should have definitely been before these bitches. Some of these bitches, don't say.
Oh wow,
like Nicki should have been up there.
Is it some or all?
This is all the looks. Like, look who's number five. Come on now. We're not even going to play about some.
Oh, this wasn't my top pick off gate.
They definitely wasn't my top picks. These are just some of the girls.
Like I said, Alton, he was definitely my favorite, one of my faves, especially male-wise.
Lala Anthony and Alexander McQueen, she looks good. Ashley Graham always pops out when she does. Lil Nas. Like, why is Nicki not in the top 10 on this list on Vogue? This just makes me not even want to, like, believe this. Like, what? Y'all, what we're looking at is just atrocious. Y'all going to be able to see it in the links in the description after this episode. So just check this out along with us as we're looking at this. But that was enough about fashion. Let's just talk about some music. Now, we know that Nicki is doing Gag City Part 2 because the first leg of her American tour sold the fuck out and the girls were gagging in Gag City.
I mean, as they should.
As they should. And we about to get to do this again. So, are you going to Gag City Part 2?
Yo, you already know how the kid about to pop out.
Exactly.
You already know the kid about to pop out.
It's going to be good vibes again. I'm going to try to go to Raleigh, Columbia, and Queens. What about you?
Now that I know you're going to Raleigh and we can link up and do that, I'll go to that one with you as well.
Let's
of
do
course
it.
You know I'm going to Queens, of course.
Of course, like it's we have
man,
to be
I'm
in the
New
building.
York anyway, come on.
If you're if you are a Barb, a diehard Barb, and you're not in that Queens show, and even if you can't get in the Queens show and you're not outside
I
waiting,
pop out outside anyway.
You are not a Barb, okay? This is going to be the best one. And she knew to put that show last.
And I'm not even gonna hold you. Even if you don't even see Shorty. Like, I love her down.
Right.
Always, always gonna love her down.
Exactly.
Even if you don't even see her after the show, you link up with the people that you know, and it's always good vibes and good
always
energy.
Good vibes.
And you don't miss your blessing by just mm-hmm. thinking you're not gonna get in the door.
Exactly.
Like,
so, I mean, we're going to be popping out, you guys, for Gag City Part 2. So, y'all already know that's happening. The tickets are on pre-sale now. There are codes, so you need to go to her website to sign up for those codes so that you can get early access for the pre-sale. And then they go on sale, I believe, tomorrow for the general public. So, get those tickets for Gag City. But, in other news, what's some new music out that you've been listening to that's on your playlist?
I ain't going
to
hold you. I've been rocking with Billie Eilish all week.
You did tell me about that album. I'm going to check that album out. Shout out to Billie Eilish. She was on Nicki Minaj's album, Pink Friday 2, on the first song, Are You Gone Already? Nicki used her track. And I'm going to tell you, I instantly cried when I first heard that
okay.
song.
I ain't even going to hold you. When the album came out,
I couldn't hold it.
I was at the Piers. I was at the Piers, the 59 Piers, and I was out there literally by myself because they redid the construction out there, and they got like these new benches out there. I just sat out there, and I ain't know I was just going to bust out in tears,
right.
But I enjoyed listening to her album.
It was amazing.
The Piers, bro.
So shout out to Billie Eilish. She's on your playlist. Who else you been listening to
I ain't
lately?
I hold you, Gunna. I've been fucking with Gunna. I always fuck with Gunna.
I'm a little behind you guys when it comes to the new albums and music. But who's on my playlist so far? I have Coco Jones.
Tell me who's up.
I've been listening to that Coco Jones song, Heavy. Here we go. It is a bop.
Yeah.
She's going to get another Grammy. Like, she's on the run when it comes to singles now. She sampled an old song. When you hear it, you'll recognize it yourself.
But at the same time, like, she's been doing her thing, too. Mm-hmm. She started out young, too, and doing her thing. Like, she's working her way up, as she should.
As she should.
As she should.
I also love that Mariah has been getting in the studio with R&B artists lately and, like, just doing her thing. Like, so she's been... Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
The queen. The vocal octave queen. She was on the Made For Me remix with Mooney Long, and she did an amazing job. She whistled, of course, throughout the whole damn song. You know how our queen does. I love Mariah Carey. Everybody who knows me knows that that's my motherfucking queen. Let's see, who else do I have on my list? Of course, I have Kendrick Lamar on heavy rotation.
Let's talk about that, too.
I love Drake's songs, too. Like, I listen to Push Ups, too, and Family Matters. Like... But, like, when it comes to this Kendrick, he just been going in. Like,
I ain't gonna hold you. He snapped on Not Like Us,
right.
Euphoria. Like,
exactly.
It is what, like,
he snapped.
Looking on the outside in, it's like, yo, if you really gonna rap, rap. Like,
right.
Rap.
Let's see, who else? Of course, Tinashe. Her new single, hit single, Nasty, is out, you guys. It's a hit. Oh, and let's give Sweetie her props on her new single, Nani, because Nani is a fucking bop. I don't care what nobody says. Ooh, got that Nani, Nani, Nani. Like, she ate that song and the choreo and the looks.
I ain't gonna hold you. He been listening to that since we linked up. Since we knew each other was in town.
Exactly.
He been rocking that shit for, like, the last couple of days we linked up. I ain't even gonna hold you. Yeah.
So, I've been on that heavy as well. When it comes to music, like, me and my bro have always connected when it comes to music and fashion, like I said. So I'm glad we got to talk a little bit about that today and just vibe out and rock out like our natural vibes. Like, thank you for coming on, bro.
Of course. Anytime.
Of course.
Anytime.
Go ahead and shout out to your handles.
I want to appreciate you. I let you know I appreciate you for even inviting me. So respect for you for that. Real shit. And keep doing your thing. No matter what, keep doing your thing.
Bro.
Like you inspiring other people that's out there. Being here in your little setup, it really inspired me just as well. It's like, yo, whatever you put your mind to, you can keep doing it.
Exactly.
You can keep doing it.
And I appreciate that. I take that all in, and I'm very humble when people give me my flowers. Sometimes I don't know how to take my flowers, because sometimes I didn't get them, and sometimes I'm like, okay, is it real? Is it genuine? But I know that it's genuine coming from you. We've been close friends, and I love you for that. Thank you.
Of course, and I always love you too. And even when people give you your flowers, you might not be ready to accept them right then, but you can always come back and pick them up.
Period.
There's no negative energy there.
That's
it's like
word.
Right now, the flowers gotta grow.
Exactly.
And they have to bloom before it's time for me to pick them up and carry along.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you. And go ahead and give your handles out to all of my listeners so they can follow you and get into you, your aesthetic, and who you are as a person. Like, you guys can always probably hit Scooter up when it comes to fashion and music and, like, rock out. He's a genuine soul. So go ahead and just tell my listeners where they can find you at, bro.
Of course, bro. Appreciate that. My handles, of course, I'm known as Darius McHale. On all social platforms, DarIusMekEal. Of course, yeah, I'm always out here.
And that's one time for the one time. I appreciate you, bro, for coming. And for all my listeners out there, we're going to keep our episodes rolling. And I appreciate all of you guys for continuing to support me. And even when I'm not feeling like doing it, y'all still give me the support that I need and the push that I need to get out there. So don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.